Welcome to a Loom Minute, brought to you by This is Perimenopause and Loom Women's Health Clinic. Bringing a fresh approach to women's health, Loom's state-of-the-art Toronto clinic offers personalized, in-person care for the midlife woman. In these bite-sized episodes, we're teaming up with Loom's medical team to help you make sense of perimenopause, one question at a time. Our goal? To give you reliable, bite-sized information that fits your busy life. Today's question for Dr. Amy Lewis-Bayless is, I have heard about testosterone replacement for women. What is it for?
Another great question. So depending on how active you are on social media, you may have heard that testosterone is a vitality drug, that it's the cure to brain fog and, you know, muscle mass retention and, healthy cognitive aging. But the truth is, with testosterone, it hasn't been well studied in women. And I think that's the key piece to understand today. Testosterone has mostly been studied in women to look at whether or not it can help women with low libido or women suffering from hypoactive sexual desire disorder, which is essentially low libido, whether or not it can help improve those symptoms. And what the studies have shown with testosterone is that that does work. It does help women improve with their libido. It also helps with arousal and enjoyment of sex. And for a lot of women, this is a really common complaint. I would say most women that I talk to say, like, I don't know where my libido went. And I think what's important to understand is that for women, libido is really complicated. We are not going to just take a magical medication and our libido is going to come back. And the reason why I say that is the biggest sex organ for a woman is the brain. And so if your relationship with your spouse or your sexual partner is suffering, if you are managing your kids, your aging parents, you know, a 40-hour work week and managing all the household chores, I can give you all the medications, but that not necessarily is going to put you in the mood. So you also need to be thinking about what's the context in which, you know, sex and intimacy is better for me, and how do I, you know, mentally prepare and mentally get myself into, you know, wanting sex again. So these women want, and testosterone can help that, but there's other components for women that are really important. Also, if sex is painful, I can give you all the testosterone, but it's not going to make sex more enjoyable. So, you know, if you're struggling in terms of how you physically feel when you're having intercourse, then, I mean, that's something that needs to be addressed too. Testosterone can be effective. I'm happy to prescribe it. We have to use male androgel in order to prescribe it because we don't have any Health Canada approved products for women. Australia is doing a lot of work in studying testosterone. So if anyone's interested in learning more about what's coming down the pipeline, and they are looking at testosterone right now for muscle mass, you can follow, like, look into Susan Davis. She's the one that's sort of pioneering the research. And I think the other piece about testosterone that I talk to a lot of women about is, testosterone in women really hasn't been studied in the postmenopausal woman for more than a couple of years. So we do have a lot of testosterone data in the trans community, but a lot of trans men have been using testosterone for a really long time. And so we do have some safety data that we can extrapolate from, but a lot of those trans men are not postmenopausal. And so does testosterone over a long period of time increase your risk of heart disease? Does it have negative consequences in the aging woman? And I think that's where, you know, we need more information.
Thanks for joining us for today's Loom Minute. For more information, follow This is Perimenopause and check out Loom Women's Health Clinic. There's a link in the show notes. This information is not intended as medical advice. The intent of this information is to provide listeners with knowledge to support more efficient and effective communication with their medical providers.